to stationery to backpack or calculators, Bookworld has got it all. And the best part? At the lowest prices. Visit your nearest Bookworld store countrywide. Bookworld, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. ABSA, your story matters.
Good morning. The headlines. Government says Great East Road intact despite recurrent damages. Economists project kwacha to appreciate further to around 15 per US dollar. And in global news, US discussing options to acquire Greenland, including use of military. With the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mulando. Infrastructure and Urban Development Minister Charles Milupi has assured that the Great East Road is intact despite a second collapse of a lane at Mvua Stream after the recent washing away of the Luangwa Bridge. Mr. Milupi says the incident is an isolated failure in a section of the corridor rather than evidence of widespread structural breakdown. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Milupi explained that government currently has no plan to overhaul the entire Great East Road, stating that most incidents are concentrated in mountainous stretches where water collects and weakens road foundations. He has attributed the recurrent localized damage to terrain and rain-related vulnerabilities, exacerbated by the unusually early and heavy rains this season. The minister has disclosed that speedy and careful assessments are being prioritized to determine appropriate engineering responses, emphasizing that a large portion of the road remains serviceable, particularly the stretch beyond Kasholola to Mwami border, which was completed by a Portuguese contractor and is in good condition.
No, the Great East Road has areas where we have inherent weaknesses, especially in the mountainous areas and where water collects a lot. That collection of water is what causes the weaknesses. Otherwise, the rest of the road, whether it is after the Luangwa Bridge, especially after Kacholola area, the rest of the road is intact. It was done by a Portuguese company all the way to the Mali border. So it's only in those mountainous areas where we do have weaknesses. And right now, we are, RDA are carrying out some assessments on that one to see what can be done. It must be understood that the onset of the rains this year has been very early and very heavy. That is what is causing those issues.
Governance expert Gilbert Chisenga has challenged the Zambia Police Service to apply the same level of diligence and resources they demonstrated during Archbishop Alec Banda's questioning at the Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, to their dealings with civil society organizations, opposition political parties, and other stakeholders. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Chisenga expressed disappointment that police often cite manpower shortages when opposition parties or non-governmental organizations try to hold public events. He cited instances such as the postponed Oasis Forum peaceful protest as per police advice, Shalom Embassy Ministries overnight prayers, and rallies by opposition parties, all of which were halted due to alleged inadequate police presence last year. Mr. Chisenga emphasized that Zambians are peaceful and should be allowed to exercise their constitutional rights to peaceful assembly and protest without hindrance. He urged police officers to maintain impartiality, professionalism, and objectivity, noting that governments come and go, but public institutions must serve the people fairly and consistently.
They have to show that their professionals are doing their job professionally. So we want to see the same energy. Allow civil society to demonstrate. Allow students to demonstrate, even those that are holding divergent views, not only those that are supporting Bill 7, for example. How many times have those pro-government students from the University of Zambia marched to State House? But what about those workers, those lecturers at the University of Zambia wanted to go and express their displeasure at State House because their money is not yet out, were curtailed? It doesn't work like that in a democracy. So we need to see the opposition assemble and talk to their people.
Economist Naila Kopakopa has projected that the kwacha is likely to appreciate further to around 15 against the United States dollar this year. Mr. Kopakopa attributes the appreciation to increased production levels, particularly in the mining and agriculture sectors. Mr. Kopakopa has explained to Phoenix News that the recent appreciation of the kwacha is largely driven by rising global copper prices, which are expected to significantly boost Zambia's foreign exchange earnings. He adds that government revenue from copper-related taxes is also projected to increase, further supporting the local currency. Mr. Kopakopa further adds that once farmers conclude selling their maize from the 2024-2025 farming season, there will be an increased inflow of foreign exchange into the economy, providing additional support to the local currency. The kwacha has appreciated sharply and is currently trading between 20 and 21 against the United States dollar.
So we are seeing that the price of copper is going up. So if production as well go up, then our share of copper revenue through taxes is going to increase. And if that happens, then you are going to see a stronger kwacha against the dollar. I believe they are still selling the maize of last year, and when they conclude that, then there will be inflow of forex, and when that happens, the kwacha is going to be cautioned. It's going to help the kwacha gain some value because you have more supply of the forex.
Political historian Bizek Piri has warned the Patriotic Front, PF, to brace for massive defections as the country draws closer to the election period if the party's lack of leadership and continued disorganization persists. Professor Piri notes that there is growing uncertainty and disillusionment among PF members, saying the prolonged internal disorder could push many members to defect to the ruling UPND. He has attributed the weakening confidence among grassroots members to the party's leadership's failure to address internal conflicts and provide clear direction. Professor Piri, in an interview with Phoenix News, says without urgent attention to internal matters, the PF risks losing its relevance on the political landscape, as members are likely to align themselves with parties perceived as stable, organized, and capable of forming government.
No clear leadership in the PF since the loss of power in 2021. And because of that, there's been infighting between leaders. So that also has led to disillusionment among members. The only way that this can be stopped is to have political leaders in political parties that are considered to be focused with a vision for their party and clearly sold, sold and bought by the members of their own party. Then they can curtail deceptions.
In global news, the White House has confirmed President Donald Trump has been discussing a range of options to acquire Greenland, including use of the military. The White House emphasized that acquiring Greenland, a semi-autonomous region of fellow NATO member Denmark, was a national security priority. The statement came hours after European leaders issued a joint statement rallying behind Denmark, which has been pushing back against Trump's ambitions for the Arctic island. For more on this and other global stories, we monitored the BBC.
The White House has confirmed President Trump and his team have been discussing a range of options to, as it put it, acquire Greenland, including the use of military force. Earlier, Greenland's Prime Minister welcomed a joint statement by European leaders in support of the island's territorial integrity. President Donald Trump says the interim authorities in Venezuela will be turning over between 30 and 50 million barrels of sanctioned oil to the United States. Mr. Trump said he would control the money raised from its sale. Caracas has not confirmed such a deal. President Zelensky has praised agreements reached at a meeting of Ukraine's allies in Paris about guaranteeing Ukraine's security. The agreements included a declaration of intent by France and Britain to deploy troops as part of a potential post-ceasefire multinational force.
This is the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix. We now take a break.
You're listening to Phoenix FM. Taking flight on air and online.
And now the business news.
The business. Business News is brought to you by F&B. Health changes everything.
Health changes everything.
An economist has cautioned government